Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jane Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in. I am thrilled to welcome back Bethany Johnson, my counterpart on the V-Auto side here at our Cox Automotive business. And not only is Bethany a trusted voice in our industry, but she's also a step ahead when it comes to what's working for today's automotive dealers, because she has been on all sides of the dealership, OEM, and performance management coins over the last decade in automotive. And so she's here to share some of her opinions on this week's variety show of the latest and greatest hot topics in our industry. So Bethany, welcome back to For the Road Forward.
Thanks. Good to see you, Jade.
Yeah. So I know you have been in the field quite a bit recently. What are you seeing in the market lately as far as inventory and acquisitions?
Yeah, it's an exciting time. It's a little bit of a roller coaster, right? We're still working through that void of a lack of used inventory. We're pulling out of it. So 2025 will be the pulling out of less inventory than we would like. And that is that, that void coming from COVID and chip shortages and that kind of thing. So that's super exciting that we're pulling out of it. Still makes it really hard to find the right car, especially when you're looking for the shoppers and what they can afford and leaning into what is the right stocking strategy.
Yeah, great points. And, you know, with market profit compression, how can dealers find the right car, the right inventory in this competitive market? What are the channels?
Yeah, absolutely. So profit starts with that acquisition. You know, you make it on the buy versus the sell. And, you know, there's seven channels. What's interesting of the seven channels that we've recently shared in our series, as well as you know, is five of the channels come from the shoppers. So two are, you know, auctions or another dealership, and the other five would be your private party, your KBB ICO, your equity mining. My favorite is service. Service could be just a wealth of information and validation of those acquisitions. And even if you don't have a service drive, if you're like a smaller store or an independent, you can still acquire vehicles going through service by networking with whoever checks out your vehicles. So, we can provide a bunch of information on those seven ones, but mostly it's the shopper.
Yeah, and I am thrilled to see industry messaging coming out almost daily now, posts on LinkedIn and social media about some of those hybrid and new form retailers out there that are looking at acquisition pricing in a different way, looking at that long tail profit and model as it relates to vehicles that we can acquire from consumers, whether that's service drive or trade-ins. And so the way our industry is starting to think is a little bit different, and I'm happy to see that. Anything that you're seeing on that longer tail valuation model for acquiring consumer vehicles?
Yeah, it really is. It's that multi-point, like you guys have talked about, is that longer tail of getting in with, that race to the shopper, pulling them into shopping mode. Hey, we saw you have this vehicle in service and we really would like to buy it. You know, the RO, we could just take care of that. And there are some best practices dealers are doing really, really well with that. It is all about the process and the discipline behind it. So anybody can do it. It's just a matter of applying it and being that disciplined dealer to acquire those vehicles and be in a healthier position for market share.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some of the formulas coming out. Micah and I've been teasing them over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, the average trade, the average consumer vehicle is leading to 2.6 additional transactions. If you look at that life cycle, and that just tells you that we've got to start thinking a little bit differently to be competitive with some of the new forms and the retailers that are really taking market share from, the core dealers and dealer groups. So next question, Bethany, shoppers are also having challenges with affordability. How are the most successful dealers tackling that in the market today?
Yeah, so affordability is going to start with that trade-in. Most people need to trade in the vehicle, whether they have equity or not, isn't a deal breaker. But making sure that you have a transparent, you're following that best practice on acquiring the trade-ins, acquiring the service vehicle, acquiring the private party, because that is the key part of this affordability. If they don't get what they need out of the trade or what makes sense for the deal, it's really hard to progress through the process. So, you know, following the best practice, I can't stress that enough. And it's not hard. It's just a matter of being disciplined and having everybody on your team communicated with and moving, as I say, moving the football, you know, together.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody needs motivation to bring vehicles into the store. I see a lot of pay plan opportunity in automotive right now. Most dealers that I talk to, you know, if they pay a $300 or $400 or $500 mini on a, you know, a new or used car transaction, but they pay $100 for acquiring a vehicle off the street. And we've got to start rethinking that, because inventory is gold. You can't sell cars if you don't have cars to sell. You can't increase your market share or see incremental growth in your transactional volume or your profitability if you don't have incremental growth in the size and volume of inventory that you're carrying. And so I think AI is actually going to play a big role in that. It is the buzziest buzzword in automotive right now. So Bethany, as a dealer, how can AI be used to help find acquisitions, sell while increasing and really preserving profit margin?
Absolutely. I mean, it is the new buzzword, and there's various levels of complexity or non-complexity, right, to AI. We are seeing products that are calling out everything from common problems. So like at acquisition, let's say I'm a Ford store and I'm looking at a Chevy, just to use an example. And I may not know the common problems on a 2021 Suburban. And so using AI, having that piped into your product has been huge for some of our dealers, not only achieving the vehicle, right, taking it in, but also knowing what you're getting and saving you money on any surprises in recon, because nobody likes surprises in recon. AI can really help with that. You guys know the merchandising aspect. You know, that was the number one thing sitting in dealerships for 30 years. I hated doing vehicle descriptions. Well, AI can do that for you. It can pipe in build data. We're seeing that be really robust. It can show that competitive set on pricing to make sure you are really pricing across vehicles similar to the one that you have acquired, or as you're acquiring it, knowing how to get out of the vehicle before you get in. So there, I could go on and on about other AI aspects, but those are the ones we're seeing to be most impactful for dealers right now.
Yeah, so many efficiencies to be had. So Bethany, what are some of the most effective AI items you would suggest that dealers explore to help scale and increase their market share?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many, right? But acquisition. We talked about how profit starts at the acquisition, really leaning in, whether it's calling out common problems. There's also a market report showing all the ROs that a vehicle had done, using AI to either gather that information and scale across all of your managers, or even leaning in and saving on human capital. The appraisers that are maybe newer to the industry and don't have a couple decades under their belt, and using AI to complement and build up their knowledge of acquiring the vehicles at the right price, reading the tea leaves of what they need to acquire and attract that shopper, as well as, you know, as you move through the sales process, using AI to properly price, using the build data to make sure you're priced competitively, as well as getting that engagement. And then, of course, merchandising, right? That was the number one thing I really didn't like, or delegating at for 30 years at a dealership. But vehicle descriptions are so important. And right now with AI, you can make it super easy. I like the easy button. And I think dealers could lean into all those aspects and cover more ground and more profitable that way.
Such fantastic advice. Look inside, identify the pain points, identify the areas where you need to find efficiencies, and let the tools and technology and AI help you. Eat your elephant one bite at a time. And Bethany, thank you for being with us. That is a wrap for today. Thank you to our subscribers and the listeners. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released. Access subscriber-only episodes, as well as be surprised with bonuses throughout the year. So we encourage you to sign up right now. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I want to thank you for joining us for Unjaded. Jaded discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we'll continue to cut through the noise to drive real results for you.